بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about four situations and four solutions. Yesterday we spoke about the first one, where we said somebody in grief, how does he forget to say La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Today we look at the second one, which is somebody who is in adversity. Any kind of difficulty, any kind of adversity, and they said, how does he forget, if he is in adversity, how does he forget to say Inni massaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. This is the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam when he was in distress, and he made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni massaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Verily distress has seized me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. And he said that whoever says this, does he not know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after that? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and so we answered his call, and we removed the distress that was on him, and we restored his family to him that he had lost, and the like thereof along with them, as a mercy from ourselves, and as a reminder for all those who worship us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to us the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam. The Quran are for us to learn, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us the stories of many Anbiya alayhi salam and what happened to them, so that we learn from them. And in this one, it's talking about when there is any form of distress. When the slave calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inni masaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. The key thing to understand here is again the same like we said yesterday, which is to make ruju ila Allah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the first and the most important thing to do. And when you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard his prayer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered it, and Allah removed the distress, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him more than what he had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Muzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa sallam, specifically with respect to those who were trying to harm him, those who were trying to irritate him, those who were trying to trouble him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa sallam, وَحَجُرُهُمْ حَجَرًا جَمِيلًا. You leave them. وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي النَّعْمَةِ وَمَهِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا إِنَّا لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَالًا وَجَحِيمًا وَطَعَامًا ذَا غُصَّةٍ وَعَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you move away from them. Don't engage with them. Don't try to, if they are irritating you, you don't respond. Don't go hajr and jamila, and that also move in a nice way. Disengage. Leave them to me. وَذَرْنِي. Leave them to وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Leave the ones who deny, leave them to me. I will deal with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have got chains for them, and I have got fire for them, and I have got, grievous punishment for them. So the thing here is for us to understand that what must we do when there is difficulty? We must turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
First and foremost, most important thing, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, do whatever else you need to do. No problem with using whatever means we have. We see this same thing in the seerah. In the times of greatest danger, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he do? After the story of Taif, after he was, after he left there, he turned around, came back, and all the difficulty that he faced in Taif, what does he do? Dua. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He puts his case before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he do when he's making hijrah? When he's going from Makkah to Medina? In last Juma, when we say making hijrah, when he migrated, it sounds like a, very peaceful, happy departure from, I'm going from here to whichever. We call it migration and all that. What was it actually? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, his life was in danger. They had put a bounty on his life and on the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu of 100 camels each. It was huge wealth in those days. 100 camels was a major wealth. And that was on the blessed heads of the two best of creation. And that is dead or alive, whichever way. Kill them. If you have to kill them, kill them. And at that time, when they are hiding in the ghar, in Ghar Thawr, this is not a migration as in, we are going happily. No, this is a matter of life and death. So when they are hiding in the ghar, what is Rasulullah's state? Is there any tension? Is there any fear? Nothing. Absolute calm, absolute peace. To the extent that when the pursuers, and this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that we need to understand. We get very worried and concerned when, things happen and you say you're doing something and apparently things are going wrong. Now here, these people are trying to escape from the pursuers. And so what should happen? They should escape. But what actually happened? The pursuers followed them to the mouth of the cave. Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu is looking up, he's seeing the feet of the people. He's saying, Ya Rasulullah, if they only look down, they will see us. Now think about that. What is the need if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make these people escape? They should escape. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Musa alayhi salam to be saved, how come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his mother, put him in a basket, throw him in the river? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only guides this basket and, saves it from the crocodiles of the Nile, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this basket into the palace of Firaun. And that also is not enough. Then Firaun's wife finds this baby. That also is not enough. The baby lands in the arms of Firaun himself. Ajib. Ajib cheez hai. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala apni shaan, apni shaukat, apni khudrat, apni taqat ko dikhana chahte hai.
And provided
his own mother's milk after that. See, the thing is, if that didn't happen, then people would say, the river took him here and the river took him there and this circumstance and that circumstance and this condition and that condition. Their attention would be diverted from the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you would say, no, it happened because of this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes everything. Where you are forced to admit that this is only minallahi ta'ala faqat. So if you are in adversity and you are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't get worried when apparently the dua is not accepted. Because on the face of it we are seeing, I'm making dua every day, nothing is happening. I'm making dua every day, conditions are actually becoming worse. I'm making dua every day and the enemy is getting stronger. What must you do? The one who understands Allah, what will he do? He says, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Now my Rabb is going to send his aid. This is proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send his aid, inshaAllah. Because this is a sunnat. You take his sunnat, which we understand from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in time after time after time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately allows things to go from bad to worse from a circumstantial perspective, where the danger only increases and increases and increases, where everybody is losing hope and they are saying, oh, everything is finished. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help comes. Doesn't come first. Does not come first. Comes only in the end. When did Firaun's soldiers, when did they finally, when were they defeated? After they went into the sea on the same paths as Musa alayhi salam's people. Imagine, the sea is parting for you. You have moved across the sea. You are very happy. Now you are on the other side. And you turn around, what do you see? You see the sea is still parted. What would you have liked to see? You would have liked to see the sea come back and close. Now there is no way, these people cannot cross. They have no boats, they have only chariots. You know, the thing is that the road is open. We are going to be killed because the same road is open. They are coming. And they are coming, they are coming. Until when they are coming? Imagine if it's a huge army. Then by the time the last of the army is in that sea, the first of the army is almost out of the sea. So they have almost caught up with you. That is when it closes. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants all of them. He wants all of them in one place. So the one who understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he do? He does do asbab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't stand in the middle of the desert and say, do what you want. No, no, he took the right guide, he took the right routes, he went into the cave, all of this he did. But then there is no stress, there is no fear, there is no, no worrying, what will happen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, I can see their feet if they only look down. How will they look down if the Rabb does not allow them to look down? Jalla Jalla. And what does his Habib, what does his Nabi who understands this Rabb, who is connected to his Rabb, what does he say? La tahzan. Inna Allah ma'ana. Have no fear. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have no sadness, have no fear. Inna Allah ma'ana. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. This is the fazilat of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, Inna Allah ma'i. He said, Inna Allah ma'ana. He didn't say, Allah is with me. He said, Allah is with us. He combined and joined Abu Bakr as-Siddiq along with him in the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many years later, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu is the Khalifa. There is fitna everywhere. People are becoming murtad, they are refusing to pay zakat, there are questions of war, they are saying Medina is going to be attacked. Abu Bakr Siddiq himself is collecting an army to go and fight. And in all this, the Sahaba noticed that Abu Bakr Siddiq is completely calm and completely peaceful, and there is no stress on him and there is no fear in him. So they asked him. They said, Ya Khalifat Rasulullah, how is it there is so much of danger, there is so much of problem, and you are completely unperturbed and there's no stress in you? Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu said that day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana, he said, from that day I have never felt fear. He said, I've never had any stress after that. Khalas, gone. This is the power of Ruju ila Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jala jalaluhu to enable us to make Ruju towards Him, to be connected with Him and to make dua. We ask Allah to accept our dua. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. He knows where we need it, He knows how much we need, He knows how to give it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.